Blog Talk Radio.
Little Up, where have you been?
Naughty.
Hey, that's right. Oh, the naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put. Don't go anywhere till I get back. Understand me?
Nice.
Yeah, I know somebody left the gate open. Look, Merry Christmas. You know, it's just terminology. Of course, we all know, you know, everybody who won't vote, we won't vote. But, you know, obviously, you know, it is what it's called. So, no zealot. Let the blessings flow to all, everybody. You know, we don't want to worship today, but we definitely want to enjoy the energy. It's great energy. We thank God for flowing great energy through his ordinary songs. Um, So with that, I guess we'll do just do the just do. And celebrating today. Well, I just gave you the, you know, the basis. The basis of it is, you know, for all intents and purposes, and from everything that I've gathered, and, you know, if anybody correct me if I'm wrong, feel free to, you know, come in and do the, you know, whatever you want to do. But basically, to sum it all up, it's supposed to be positive energy. You know, supposed to be enjoying a day to enjoy, you know, some of the best energy that the world has to offer. So, the fact is that, according to all historical analysis, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, wasn't born on, you know, today. I mean, you know, the funny thing about it is they say, like, you know, he couldn't have been because it's cold this time of year, but is it really cold this time of year? You know, but I understand, you know, the holiday that was going on at the time and why they say he would have been born, you know, in a different month and at the time of the king and what he was doing, he would have probably been, you know, closer towards, you know, like 2 years old or whatever, you know, by, you know, whatever. So by the time the Magi even, you know, got to him, he would have been, you know, close to two or something like that. But with all that being said, you know, we concern ourselves with things like, and if you are a thoughtful person, you will, you know, you will concern yourself with things like if the holiday actually matches, you know, the holiness of what we holding it up against, which is, you know, the Son of God. You know, so you got the Son of God on one hand, and you got a holiday on the other hand. You got a holy person, being a holy man on one hand, and you got a holy day on the other hand. And so the two get compared together in, you know, at some point when you start to think. But the overall idea is, in both situations, you are supposed to be enjoying a positive energy based off of ideologies. Let's look at something like that, right? It's not so much as a matter of, you know, do we have historical record of anything, but we do know that throughout time, you know, throughout all history, certain days are known to be lined up with certain energy flows. And I don't, you know, for those people who don't like to, you know, you don't post this study astrology and whatnot, you know, you don't post to worship. Listen, you don't post to worship anything that God made to give energy to us. He made everything for us. And so everything gives us energy. You don't supposed to worship the thing that gives you energy. That's like worshiping an orange. You eat an orange, oh, this is delicious. I'm going to worship it. All of a sudden, it's God. You don't supposed to do that. So you don't supposed to worship the stars. You don't supposed to, oh, the universe is doing. Yeah, it is. The universe is doing, but it's not just the universe. It's a certain law that God put in place to give you energy. And so at the end of the day, you know, today, you know, even without the Christ in it, is a day of positive energy flow. Well, it's important because, you know, be careful. Whenever there's a positive energy flow, it's usually because, you know, there's a shift in, I want to say, you know, just keep it above. You know, it's a shift in the moon, you know what I mean? So this is, it's going to change some stuff. And when it changes, it usually go up and down and, you know, real good, and then it'll be followed by a couple of bad days or whatever like that. So, you know, don't feel bad if anybody get depressed or something, or, you know, if you're feeling angry or something. Don't feel bad about it. You know, just kind of, you know, make sure you keep yourself centered and, you know, realize that it's laws God put in place to keep stuff balanced, you know. And so with that being said, that's just to say, you know, if you come to a point to where you say, like, okay, well, Christmas was this and this and this and this and this, and, you know, Christmas was this, 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 that, and the third, then you have to know that, yeah, everybody celebrates different, you know, even if you, you know, think about righteous or unrighteous or holy or unholy. It's still people still celebrating because of the energy flow that God sent to the earth for people. And for us, you know, believers of Christ, and, you know, I like the word Messiah because it kind of throw off, you know, the idea that for some reason he wouldn't be, you know, he wouldn't be the Savior. But his name was Yeshua. His name was Yeshua. And he did save. So I have a caller on the line. Let's see what we got, caller. Let's see. Maybe. Hello?
Yeah, how can you talk about having good energy if a person always bringing bad energy into your life? How is it possible to have good energy on a holiday like this?
Well, this is the thing, right? How can you? Well, you just have to, right?
No.
Do you feel like if God sends a positive energy that a person actually can stop it?
The person always stop it. The person always bringing bad energy.
That's interesting. How do you feel? Okay, so under the idea that God sets in place certain times a year where he flows positive energy that the mankind has been celebrating on these days throughout the entirety of knowledge, right? Has been celebrating on certain days because of the positive energy, you know, and stand up under the stars and feel the vibration. They've been doing it for ever since we know about thinking, right? So we know that for those of us who believe in God, that he had to make that specifically for us, not to worship it, but so that we can enjoy it. So if God sends a positive energy to earth, do you really feel like a person outside of you or, you know, whoever the whoever the person is that's getting affected by the so-called negative energy, do you think that a person could stop something that God sent that's been coming forever? Do you think a person can stop
it? I don't know if the person, I don't think somebody can stop anything that God has to do with. But you said the entire world. Do you think everybody in the entire world is having a good Christmas with positive energy?
Well,
the entire world.
Here's the thing. I don't know.
We're not just sending this to certain people.
I can answer that for you. Go ahead.
I say, God is not just sending it to certain people, right? He's sending it to the entire world, the earth, positive energy,
exactly.
And all that. So you think everybody's having a great Christmas?
Okay. No, I don't think everybody's having a great Christmas. But we're talking about the idea that of what is Christmas and what does it represent. So, I mean, can we agree that the day is called Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we agree that it's on a holy day?
Yeah.
That's why we call it holiday. Okay, so what is a holiday? Why is a holiday? Why do we celebrate on holy days? Because it's a holy day. It's a day that's set apart because of this holiness. Why is it holy? Because God flows energy on that day to the earth. So that's the basic premise, right? Now, the minor premise would be we celebrate a certain way and certain person on this day. So that's the minor premise. And so the major premise is God flows energy and it's supposed to be a positive day. The minor premise is, you know what I mean? So therefore, God flows energy and the minor in Jesus, you know, is the person that we celebrate that was a positive energy flow through, that represents a positive energy flow to earth. And so in our religion, that's what, you know, what I was getting to, is that in our religion, what we celebrate is the person that God flowed to earth that represents positive energy for us. So no, everybody might not be having, but if, you know, first of all, you know, scientifically, it's not Christmas everywhere, is it? You know, somewhere it's either a day before or a day after, I'm sure. You know, I'm not that smart. You know how we do that, how we do the dumb thing. I'm not that smart to know if it's Christmas everywhere or not, but I am this smart. Where we have the option to choose, you know, to celebrate. You celebrate when you want to celebrate. You know, and most people, even if you don't want to celebrate Christmas, and hear me for a moment. Is it true that a lot of black people say to themselves, I don't want to celebrate Christmas, but they end up doing it anyway?
Oh, I don't know what, I don't know. I know, what I do know is a lot of black people usually, well, my family, we usually celebrate Christmas.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a happy.
I say, do you have like people in your family that's like woke? Like, do they be like, man, Christmas was a pagan holiday? Christmas wasn't even fucked on Jesus' birthday. Like, do you have people like that in your family?
No, we don't get into all of that. We just. All my life, we just celebrated Christmas because that's what we thought. We just thought it was. You know, as you get older, you learn more about what the meaning of it is and all of that. We wasn't into all of that, getting deep into what Christmas really means and all of this. It was just a happy, it was supposed to be
right.
a happy day.
Yeah, right. That's true. It is. It's good to, you know, it's good to be thankful for it, right? So, you know, in my own way of thinking, you know, and I think, I think basically that having something to be thankful for that you know you don't have no control over. You know what I mean? It's like some stuff you have control over that you can be thankful for. Like, you know, you go out and you buy something nice and you be like, man, I'm thankful for being able to, I have control over that. But you don't really have control over, you know, when it's just a natural positive energy flow to the earth. Nobody, you know, you don't have no control over that. So that's when you can thank God. Like, you can, you know, praise Yahuwah, hallelujah. You know what I mean? So it's times like, and then, you know, like I say, for us, we was introduced to the whole idea of a, you know, an almighty, omnipotent God by way of a Yeshua or Jesus. You know what I mean? So, you know, and, yeah, I mean, I don't think everybody's having a great Christmas, but I think that the energy is available.
Okay.
I'm glad you called in. A little while, I might play a little song. I wanted to get into some more. I might read another scripture here or two. Okay, so, yeah. So if you want to stay on, you can stay on. I'm going to go here because I was going to read this scripture where it says, therefore, the Lord of his own shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman is with child, and she shall bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel. That was in Isaiah chapter 7:14, and that's what is like a precursor to, you know, to Jesus coming, which is it's relevant to us because, like, here's one of the more simpler concepts that I've ever came up with. So, you know, this is going to be interesting for any listeners. We, under the old way of living, we wouldn't be able to get consciousness of our bad off of ourselves without Jesus dying. So basically, the way people used to do it is, you know, they kill something and that's how they deal with their shortcomings, with their sins, you know. Okay, you know, I did this wrong, I feel bad. The blood of this lamb or the blood of this goat or the blood of this whatever dove or whatever it is, I don't know if they're supposed to kill a dove, so don't hold me. But just what the blood or whatever it is going to pay the price for, you know, is going to represent, pay the price for my shortcomings. Therefore, I go into this new year or whatever, you know, without that consciousness weighing me down. But for us now, we have a fountain that refills because it wasn't an animal, it was an actual son of an actual Creator, and, you know, it for those people who do, you know, and I've been there, but for those people who are, you know, you get woke for a minute and you be like, yeah, it was on a pagan holiday and the people, you know, Romans did this and they be worshiping that and they worshiping it. That's all cool. That's cool. And I understand that Mass, Christ, I understand the whole idea of, and for those people who don't, you know, there is an idea of, you know, Christ consciousness being a human, let's say, a benefit to human that's outside of blessing directly from God, and that Christ consciousness and having a mass, everybody, like, when they say mass, basically mass is a bunch of people, a mass of people. So you have a mass of Christ consciousness all at one time, you know, and inside of the idea of, you know, Hashem, you know, inside of the idea of reaching for our divine God, you know, then Christ, the idea of developing a unified mind, you know, of Christ is this idea, right? You know, so that's the concept, and it's, you know, it's good to be able to be thankful for that and know that we don't have no control over it. So I'm not going to go into James Harden quite yet. What I am going to do is see if I got another song to play before we go off the air. back again for the last time. I want to thank everybody for, you know, vibing with me so far. We're going to get into the real right quick. You know, not that that wasn't real, but we're going to see how far we can push the boundaries right, because obviously the gate is open and, you know, it's all running, you know, we're running wild up in here. The idea of a baby that is, well, you know, let's look at it. King Herod put out a hit on the baby before he even knew if the baby was going to try to do anything to him personally or not. So, well, it was customary back in those days for if anybody can threaten the throne, okay, boom, they just automatically try to offer. So that's just what it was. Whether it was a baby or a brother or a sister, they was like, okay, boom, you know, if you any kind of threat to me having my what I'm trying to be on, you know, this automatically out. So if he's trying to kill the baby, you know, the baby grows up. Obviously, you know, they have to run and hide, and then, you know, they come out of hiding, and then, you know, the baby grows up. The idea here is this, you know, and I'm generalizing because I'm trying to get to a point. Something that's destined, even under, you know, usually under the most tumultuous or devastating circumstances, you know, something that's destined, even without any control of it, of itself, and like a baby, it still develops. And when it's developed under a certain level of guidance from a divine source, by the time it develops, it realizes, or, you know, it realizes the difference between it and everything else. So this is what happens with Jesus, and, you know, in the Bible, you know, he was a baby and he was under all the pressure of having to try to, you know, well, he wasn't, his parents was, he didn't have no control over it, but so he lived, and then I'm pretty sure at some time he had to know that, okay, well, they were trying to kill me, this, that, and the third, and so, you know, at what point did he realize, okay, I'm something different? Well, it's after he developed, after the blessing, even, you know, whatever pressure it's under, you don't have no control over it. Sometimes you don't even, you know, it in and of itself isn't even, it's not, you know, it's not even developed. But when it's guided by divinity, when it develops, it'll be able to be determined and distinguished from anything else. And usually, you know, it identifies the separation between it and whatever else it is. So let's say, for example, let me see how much time I got. Okay, let's say, for example, this is a good part because, you know, and I'm finna segue real quick. Let's say, for example, you know, you have a business, and your business is, let's say you're selling bags. Let's say you sell bags. You make bags and you sell them. Okay. Now, somewhere in between the idea of conception and the, you know, the first time you decide to, first time you actually make a bag, the push or the drive to make that is going to come from a place of, you know, excitement and love and all these different feelings you get when you accomplish something, or creativity, you know, all these feelings you get when you accomplish something. But the end game that you can't see, that's really in the future. As your business develops, you know, the future that's already there, but that's really with you in your mind at the same time, so it's interdimensional. So it's where your soul is, but you can't be there in the future and in the present. So as it develops, it becomes indistinguishable from other things that's not developed, or things that are not developed under the same level of reaching for divinity. What I'm saying is, when God develops something for you, it develops in a way that it becomes distinguishable from things that you trying to develop yourself, or the things that other things are trying to stop it from developing. All right? The idea. That's the idea of the birth of Jesus to a certain point. And I would say 12, where he decides, okay, you know, it's time I be about my father's business, you know. Run. I'm gonna go over here and do my own thing over here, because, you know, he had to go preach and tell his thing, what he was gonna tell about his father. You know, other people wouldn't tell him a story like, you know, other people really wouldn't tell him a story like they're supposed to tell it. So he went on and started telling me how it's supposed to be. But now, with that being said, so we do want to be, you know, I do want to thank God for sending His Son so that we can get our conscious off our self, because we able to know that He died for our sins, and that's the most beautiful thing anybody could have ever did for anybody, especially somebody like me that they don't know, because, you know, if He knew me, He probably would have thought about it twice. He'd have been like, I don't really know about that, but. You know, hey, I appreciate it. It's live. With that being said, we're in the middle of trouble. Like, we're in the middle of the worst thing you ever could imagine. Like, other than the fact that, you know, the holy day, the day of Christmas, has been largely sensationalized and magnified and blew out of proportion and commercialized and just basically become a capitalist, like, haven, right? Other than that, the ball is whack right now. I can't, like, in my mind's eye, I'm saying, like, I don't even know why they even putting this on TV right now. I know they're trying to pump up and get their money or whatever, but they could have dropped a mixtape and did that. They already, it wasn't even the first 2 days. Wasn't even 2 days. And they have to postpone the game. So somebody, listen. The expansion team, the Rockets need to be an expansion team for one, but they need to go ahead and drop these two expansion teams on them. They need to drop two expansion teams. You like they saying, one in Vegas. I don't know about Kansas City. I think they're reaching with Kansas City, but, you know, I get it. Kansas City did have a little sword back in the gap, but I don't know. Seattle was live. Seattle Supersonics was live. You know, they just took that. They really just jacked that team and gave that team to Oklahoma because they wanted to, you know, they wanted to prop them up, but they jacked Seattle for their team. Seattle was pumping. Pushing full right now, so I'm not gonna. I don't think I'm gonna play the next music. Or should I? Let's draw straws. Y'all got some frowns over here? I don't know, sir. Well, at the end of the day, let me say this. I got three. Yeah, I got. So, look. James Harden. I done gave y'all a bunch of ideas of what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do with James Harden. I've been on the phone with Raphael Stone. No cap. I be tweeting the hell out there, boy. You know what I mean? I got all kind of burners. I just be tweeting Raphael Stone with. That's just it. That's all I do. Like, I create a burner and just tweet Raphael Stone. You know what I mean? And try to let him, like, okay, this is what you need to do with James Harden. You take James Harden. You need to flip him. But, you know, you need to get Caris LeVert. You know what I mean? You need to get Kelly Oubre. And then I'm like, that really, you know, that's cheap, really. Because you really can get Caris LeVert, Pascal Siakam. That's really what they want. See, if you get Caris LeVert, Pascal Siakam, that equals a James Harden. So that's kind of what they're reaching for. And that would be the same thing as, you know, getting like Tyler Hero and OG Anunoby or something. You see what I'm saying? That's almost like a James Harden, but not quite, you know. So you still would have to get like a third player, maybe Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, and OG. And like, you have to get almost all three of them. That don't work. So maybe Pascal Siakam and Tyler Hero, but Pat Riley ain't budging in that direction. I tell you another combination of players that I can jive for James Harden, the little Donovan Mitchell and, you know, somebody like that, Donovan Mitchell and somebody. I don't think we need Rudy Gobert because we already sent a stack right now. We got young, fast centers. We don't really need Rudy Gobert. But if they can load us up with Donovan Mitchell and, you know, Murray and, you know, they can't move Bobo. But I would love to get a package with Murray and Bobo and them together. That would be nice. And I've been, you know, I think we ought to just petition what's the name? Sterling. We ought to just petition that dude. Thank his name. We ought to petition him to pull a David Stern and, you know, not veto a trade, but just implement a trade up out of nowhere. So we're going to, you know what I mean? That's what we're pushing for. We're going to get this dude to just make up a trade. We're going to tell him what the trade is. It's going to be make somebody who is obviously unavailable to trade, make them available to trade so we can get what we need, because James Harden is, you know, he messed up the team. He was a bad manager. When you're the leader of a team, you are the CEO of the team. He was a bad manager. He messed up the team, and then he wanted to lead the company because he have a difference of opinion, and he got pissed off. But that's life. That's how it is sometimes. This is what I'll do for you. Boop. On the way out. Peace.
every way for this Christmas holiday.
That's true.
It might make it a day to remember, y'all, on this 25th day of December. But this is wrong. And you might have a lot of presents underneath your tree, but love is the only gift that lasts eternally.